Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, it's no secret that Las Vegas is known for tearing down old stuff and building new stuff. But that's left us kind of nostalgic. So on today's show, we're going to talk about 10 cool places in Las Vegas that no longer exist. Some of them probably should have gone. Others might have been kind of cool if they stuck around. By the way, one of them used to be right there. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. See you later, Desmond. Let's get started.
You were drinking there.
Yes, I was.
You were drinking there, you little bastard.
Right about on the backside, though.
Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does.
I'm working my ass off. I've been drinking my ties.
Not quite.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sorry, ma'am.
And now your host,
yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, Brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney.
That's not singing.
No. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network.
Was that singing?
Scat singing, baby.
I don't even know if you were scatting that time.
Blue Desi Baba Doobie.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, because you're watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. And by the way, these two crazy kids, these handsome fellers, these pig farmers,
we've been here
for a total of
30,000
years, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, oh nay, family way, but we're going to talk about our adventures on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street, other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, if you're a fan of the city, well, this show is like your very own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. I promise you, you will be the pretty girl at the party after you've watched or listened to this show.
Multiple suitors for prom night.
And multiple orgasms.
Whoa!
Again, that's not a promise, that's a guarantee. Whoops, turn that around. That's a promise, not a guarantee.
Okay.
Fair enough. Hey, by the way, we're live every Tuesday night
at
7 o'clock.
It's one of those you go down trying.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, this whole broadcasting thing, I think I'm getting the hang of it. 7 o'clock, we're live every Tuesday night at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. That's VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join in, be a part of an international live chat.
We've got people
in England. We've got people in Australia. We've got people in New York. Woo. Everywhere.
We do.
We're pretty powerful.
They're over in Pittsburgh, PA. They're
PA.
In Portland, Oregon. They're in
Austin,
in the
Texas.
Arizona.
Yeah. They're in everywhere.
They're in the Chicago.
Chicago.
Over by there.
Over by there. Yep. So we got everything. And
we
you
are
get
popular
in here.
Mofos.
Get in this live chat because it's like taking a bath in I don't know, unicorn
hot
piss.
Water.
Unicorn piss. A lot of people don't talk about it, but it's it's a magical elixir.
Oh.
It is the real. We don't want to talk about it.
I think it'd prune up pretty good.
I've talked about gin and tonic, actually Tanqueray and tonic, being the nectar of the gods. But the truth of the matter is, unicorn urine. Say that three times fast. By the time I challenge you to say unicorn urine three times fast, I believe it's impossible. That will truly.
I don't want to try.
It'll make
those two words have never been put together
it'll
before.
It'll make your whites whiter, your brights brighter.
Yeah.
Hey, I am your humble host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing? How's stuff? I have been a part of this whole Vegas Video Network thing since the beginning. Given that I started it, that makes sense. Been an online broadcaster for 10 plus years, and I like long walks on the beach and
unicorn urine,
cold toilet seats. But I'm not doing this by myself. Nay, again, I am joined by RQS, my drinky pants. He's a managing partner of KSHB Radio, and he's regretting every decision he's made when it comes to hanging out with your buddy Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett Grant, everybody.
Why did I say yes to do this show?
I don't know. It's been a year.
We now had cold toilet seats, unicorn urine, which is actually kind of combined with a toilet. Mm. But apparently you bathe in that. So we're all screwed up here.
You don't
on the
get
Vegas
this
video
good
network.
Looking using regular water from Vegas.
Well, no, maybe it's a little Flint water that you've been using recently.
Yeah, that's why I have the third eye.
Yeah. Hang on a second. My eye itches.
Right. Ow. Yeah. Today's over and under.
I think we're already over the offensive numbers. Let's take a look here.
What would be offensive?
I don't know. 87 with a hook.
With a hook. All right. That's new funny. In the live chat, we've got Pittsburgh Paul. I wrote his name in the wrong place. It's, don't tell me. Stand by. There it is. Rob068 Pittsburgh. He's seen us on the iTunes. He saw us on the YouTube. He said, those two people are probably felons. We need to keep an eye on them. So he's joined us in the live chat. We've also got Kiwi Kim, who says we mentioned her once before, and I just want to mention her again because on the other side of the world, somebody is watching this madness
on another
right
day
now.
In the future. And we'd like to know, Kiwi,
how are we doing?
Yeah.
Right. What was your favorite part?
Yeah. Tell us.
Was Brett as funny as he normally is?
I'm going to take off right now and go home.
Right.
Because Kiwi's already seen the whole show. Exactly.
And she's still back, so clearly.
Now, she's a native from New Zealand, but she lives in Australia.
Right, so.
And the Aussies and the New Zealanders are in town this week, along with the English folks and the American folks, and they're beating each other up on the rugby field.
Are they still playing?
I think it just ended over the weekend.
Yeah, okay. I thought,
but, you know, it takes a while to recover. And those folks like to drink.
Which is why I should go to more rugby matches.
Yes, very large, copious amounts of, and it tied into the very busy weekend. You had all the redneck Americans were in town for the NASCAR race.
Woohoo!
Then you had the rest of the folks who love the UFC in town for the big fight night that was going on. And you had the US Sevens rugby going on.
It was a lot going on.
It's a lot. This is just in one weekend in Las Vegas.
You know what that makes us?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's Vegas. It's what makes us. I drove by the new arena today. It's looking good. Opens, I think, in a month. Okay. Looking fabulous.
We can talk about that.
Plus, there's four conferences in town right now playing college basketball as a Gopher March Madness.
And you broadcast one of those, didn't you?
I do. I am. I have
still,
been.
Still doing it?
Tomorrow. I have a game tomorrow.
Look at you.
Part of the Mountain West Conference Radio Broadcast Network.
How do people see you?
I didn't get the official Mountain West blazer.
What?
However. Yeah, it's radio. So they don't really care.
you're in shorts. And,
yeah,
and
exactly. Yeah, I got a Hawaiian shirt on. Anything for me to dress up? Nah, not really, Brett. Just show up. Make sure your voice is there and you're good to go.
Right. Be sure you know that that's number 14. And he's
exactly.
6'10", number 14, Johnny.
Actually, there was a girl last night I had to do. She's from Australia. She had...
I'm sorry. You just said there was a girl from Australia you had to do.
I was doing the game with last night.
Yeah, right.
She was from Australia. Her last name was... Naka Soglu.
That's her last name.
That's how you say her. Her first name was
Naka Soglu.
Her first name was Funga.
Funga Naka Soglu.
Naka Soglu.
Well, and
she got knocked over a few times. So, Naka Soglu. Naka Funglu.
How could you not laugh?
And the problem was, here's the biggest problem. She's the leading scorer in the Mountain West Conference. So you said her name 9,000 times.
Right.
And she's a very good player. It was kind of funny.
All right.
Naka Soglu.
So today we're going to be talking about the 10 cool places in Las Vegas that no longer exist. Let me...
So these 10 places. Come see these 10 places. Oh, wait, never mind. Some of them you might be able to see at the Boneyard or the Neon Museum.
One of them for sure. We are reminiscing. Go ahead and sing that song.
Reminiscing, walking through the park and reminiscing.
Nicely done.
Little River Band, little LRB.
Little, very little. That's enough.
That's all right.
So, was not really nice.
Take that.
Let me just say this about that. Before we can even start this, I want to thank our own Danny Ackerman.
Yes.
Because it was Danny who suggested that I do this topic. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
It was Danny who researched all these things for me.
And she chose the 10 things.
She did. These are not my 10 things.
These are
clearly Danny's 10 things. And so we'll talk about them because Danny did the list. I don't agree with all of them as being cool, but we're going to talk about them anyways because some people did cool. But she did great research on this. So God bless Danny for helping out a brother who at about...
It was about 3 o'clock. You're texting me going, hey, Brett, what are we doing for the show today?
About today?
I'm like, I'm having a cocktail right now, so I have no idea what we're doing.
That's what I got.
My brother was visiting, so I was having fun with my brother.
You really just said, actually, you wrote, by the way, having a drink at Wynn. And then you put the little fuck you in me.
I did not.
I'm like, wow.
I do. Brett, now you have to look at my text.
Brett can be a little aggressive when he drinks, apparently.
Yeah. I don't think I have my glasses on. I can't see my cell phone unless I'm put my glasses on. So God knows what I'm typing half the time.
Okay, so top, or not top, just 10 cool places that no longer exist. Brett, please begin.
Oh, I'm starting? Are we starting with page one?
Yes. Why not?
Page one. Paul Harvey, page one. The Desert Inn, open for 50 years on the Strip. Now, the Desert Inn used to look fabulous. Mm. And then they changed it at the big renovation. Mm-hmm. And it looked more fabulous. Mm. I saw Dennis Miller at the Desert Inn.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I used to go to the, there used to be an LPGA tour event, golf event there at the Desert Inn as well. I remember taking my dad there back in 96, 97, 98, something like that.
I saw Dennis Miller in Vegas. Yeah.
But I saw Dennis Miller at the Desert Inn right before it closed.
Wow.
Of course, Sinatra made his debut in Vegas at the Desert Inn.
Right.
The first hotel to feature a fountain at the entrance.
Wow.
And the golf course, it's not, that is not the same golf course. Just so you know, Danny, that golf course currently at the Wynn was completely redesigned by Steve Wynn. Right now, all of the holes.
That was existing golf course.
No, they tore it out and Steve Wynn redesigned the golf course. And now every hole at the Wynn runs north and south. So you never, ever are facing the sun. You never have to go into where the Desert Inn used to come right up 18.
Oh,
used to come right
in,
and you got blinded by the lights of the mirrors of the stuff. So that part's not true. But the Desert Inn was a cool property.
The space is the same space. Yeah. He just tore it all out and put a new golf course
and put a new golf course in, which is much better than what the Desert Inn
was.
The Desert Inn was a, if you think of, you've been around Las Vegas a long time and you're a golfer, the Desert Inn golf course I would describe more as like a municipal golf course, not a lot of frills to it. It was a it was a resort. It was more like if you've been to Palm Springs and played some of the courses down there, you know, resorty, a lot of parallel fairways, not a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Where Steve Wynn's new course is a tremendous facility, which I was told today might only be around for another 3 years or so. The golf course at the Wynn.
Oh, I thought you meant the Wynn. I'm like,
no, the golf course at the
Wynn.
Really?
And what are they going to do?
They're going to put some other stuff back there, like high-end stuff.
Like places to be?
I think could be shopping, could be dining,
really?
Could be villas, could be all kinds
interesting.
Of stuff.
That's a shame.
To redo it. We'll see. They said that 3 years ago as well, but I actually talked to somebody who I know who works in the golf industry at that property.
All right.
Told me about that.
So it was at one time it was a 2,400 square foot casino, one of the largest at the time it opened up, which is surprising because this room is 2,400. No, it's not, but it's not very big.
Great story of the Wynn. A buddy of mine used to work there in the sports book, and speaking of Frank Sinatra, not uncommon on a given Sunday morning prior to NFL games where Mr. Sinatra would be staying back in one of the villas. On property, but you know, back in the back, he would roll into the casino in a golf cart, roll up to the counter at the sports book, and throw about $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in chips down to make a bet on a football game, and then in his pajamas and a robe, and promptly beep 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 roll back out of the casino in his golf cart.
That's them are the good old days.
That is old Vegas. Can't quite do that today.
So that's the Desert Inn. We will on every one of those. We'll vote. Should we keep it, or should is it good that it's gone?
Oh, I think the Desert Inn is a legendary property of Las Vegas. Definitely a cool place that no longer exists.
So we should resurrect it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, no. All right, moving forward.
Hey, we have a road named after the Desert Inn, but we don't have a hotel called the Desert Inn.
It's probably the best road in Las Vegas.
It's pretty good.
It's a great road.
Yeah.
Number two. Bum, 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 bum. The Moulin Rouge. Now, this opened up in November of 1955, closed
a month later
in December of 55, but they maintained their gaming license by opening up for 8 hours every year for a couple years. Now, in 2003, it was destroyed by a fire.
Right.
In 2009, the rest of the property burned down and became a pile of rubble. Now, what's interesting is this is the first integrated hotel in the U.S. I read about this. I actually saw a really interesting documentary on, I think it was the Netflix, that talked about this. In fact, was the first casino that had that allowed black folks to come in the front door to entertain and stay there and to gamble there. And it was the genesis for having that work the rest of the Las Vegas Strip. Huge genesis, as a matter of fact.
It couldn't have been open for just a month. That date has to be wrong. Yeah. Because Sammy Davis, of course, part of the famous Rat Pack with Sinatra and Dean Martin, actually, that's where Sammy Davis had to go and stay.
Yes.
At the Moulin
Rouge. That's right. That's right.
So I think obviously that date of when it closed is wrong.
I'm not sure who our researcher is.
Well, she's not very thorough.
We'll do a little research.
We need a researcher on the researcher.
I have to do a little background on the researcher.
Let's do a little fact check.
Perhaps she did a little wine drinking while she was writing down the double space content here.
I'm going to say 75 or 85.
Well, it had to be probably, I'll get you. First integrated hotel. We already said that. So keep it or let it die.
I think it's already dead. It's destroyed by a fire.
You can bring it back. You are God.
Oh, bring it back to life. I forget exactly where it was exactly. So it was kind of Lake Mead-ish, wasn't it?
And, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's kind of close by. Let it die?
Right. Gotta let it die. All right.
Apparently, you don't like anything that used to be cool in Las Vegas.
Well, I like you.
Okay, I'm still cool. That's part of the issue.
That's debatable, right?
No. Okay. Very cool. Folks, at least somebody, you know what? Last week, I got demolished.
You got the shit.
I got destroyed. I went out of here licking my wounds with the live chat. Nobody agreed with me. Can somebody at least give me a cool thumbs up that Brett is cool?
Can a brother get a thumbs up?
I'm not saying cooler than anybody else. I'm just saying when you divide the teams up, put me on the cool team. Please. All right, anybody? Thank you, Tuck.
You are as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yes, indeed.
Baby. All right. Number three.
Okay, Rob's got my back as well, so I got two good ones.
Rob,
number three is the Las Vegas Zoological Society Zoo. It was a little zoo.
There it is.
You're missing a word called shitty. That was on the north side of town. Closed in 2013. The lion looked like he was he hadn't been fed in about 8 years.
There is a lion.
It was the most famished looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
And look at the zoologist right there.
Well, he's probably a nice guy.
He's a good-looking man right there. Yeah. I don't care who you are.
It was only 3 acres, and the lion itself pretty much walked around going, what are you looking at? Like, 3 acres, that's my property, baby.
So our researcher writes, was only 3 acres, but really cool little spot where kids could be traumatized feeding goats. Let me just tell you what that place was. It was a shit show.
Yeah.
It was so we went there. We did a show on this, one of the first 10, 15 shows we did for the podcast. We went there. And I'm like, I don't like zoos.
Okay.
I hate zoos.
Okay.
Because they're trapping animals, and I feel sad for the animals.
Well, if you give them a large enclosure, they're not really trapped.
There is not a fucking animal. If I were Dr. Doolittle, I'd be like, hey, Freddy the fucking...
The leopard. Let's leopard. Just call him a leopard.
And you're at the L.A. Zoo, or you're at the San Diego Zoo, or you're... good? I don't mind them that they're throwing me meat to eat, but I'm used to roaming anywhere I want to go, and now there's a little fucking kid over there throwing bonbons at me,
and I want to eat
him. So if I could do that, this would be great. Other than that, go fuck yourself. I am not happy here, but you got people who are taking care of you. I would like to eat them,
too. But you think, like, the little turtle cares? He's like, whatever, I'm good.
Oh, no. So if you want to have a zoo with turtles, have a party.
Okay.
Turtles would be probably okay. But so we went there. Yeah. And
Zoos in general are fine. But the zoo here, let's put it this way.
I can't stand zoos.
If the San Diego Zoo is spectacular. The St. Louis Zoo is spectacular.
Unless
the Bronx Zoo.
In the zoo.
The Lincoln Park Zoo, spectacular zoos. It can be a source of civic pride. In Las Vegas... You never told anybody there was a zoo in Las Vegas.
No, it was bad.
All right, no, you just didn't do
it. It was bad news, man. Yes. All right, number four, Leatherbees, which is not to be confused with Leatherface. Exactly. I guess.
The Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes, right. Yes. But Leatherbees was located on Sahara, opened in 1986, closed in 2012, allegedly. We're not really sure on those dates. It was an old school diner. Here's what it looked like. So the reason why I like the concept is if you finished a massive banana split, you got your name on a wall. You ever heard of Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor?
Is that in town?
No.
It's
California. Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor is the best ice cream place in the whole GTAPA. Leatherbees sounds like a gay bar.
That'd be leather buys.
Only if you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
So Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor was these, they're still there. They're in California, Southern California. Great ice cream parlor. And they had a thing called the pig trough. And a pig trough was in a trough. It was basically, and look at that, Dave Fagan knows. There are two banana splits in this pig trough. If you ate the whole thing, they gave you a ribbon.
Okay,
ribbon. Yeah, like a ribbon, like, you know, like a pig ribbon, like, you know, at the fair.
Okay.
My wall was covered in these ribbons.
Covered
in
them.
Just, I mean, covered.
How many bananas total would be in that banana?
Four.
Four total bananas.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bananas.
Or might be, it depends on how you look at it. Could be two. If one banana split has one banana cut in half.
Okay.
So it might be two. But it was like, it was basically six ice creams. It was,
right.
It was, that was the same place that, by the way, had an ice cream called the Mount Whitney.
The Mount Whitney.
Yeah. Yes. That was an ice cream.
I think I dated Mount Whitney.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yes. Hello, Mount Whitney. I've been to the Leatherbees. That was a cool spot.
Did you really?
Yeah. Every once in a while, you go over there, but in that direction, you find a way for lunch. So far, now the Moulin Rouge was closed when I've been in town. I've been to three of these four places.
Man, you're kind of all over the place.
So we're good.
All right, next one up, it's you.
It's the Alpine Village Inn, which is the funny. When you said, hey, Danny came up with a good idea, which was the 10 cool things that weren't in Vegas, this is the first thing I thought of, which was the Alpine Village Inn, which is right across the street from the Las Vegas Hilton, now the Westgate. Was around for a long, long time. It closed the year after I moved here. It was a German restaurant.
Octong.
They had lots of sausage.
Ah.
Und come over here und and try the sausage at the Alpine Village Inn. They've got great chicken soup.
Oh, I've heard about the
seasoned cottage cheese, which I wouldn't eat if you paid me.
And you
like it was a cool spot for German food. Now I'm not even sure if there's a German restaurant left in town. Is Cafe Heidelberg still around?
No, there's a.
Because that was another cool German spot.
Oh, the Hefeweizen. What's that place
called?
Well,
it's just a sausage place. That's the Hofbrauhaus.
Hofbrauhaus.
That's not anything like the Alpine Village yet.
Well,
or the Cafe Heidelberg.
Wait a minute.
No, it's a tavern. It's a beer hall tavern.
But they have food.
Right, but it's not the same.
By the way, it's
not
really
the same as this kind of place.
Food, but it's food.
Well, they have cool. The pretzels are good. So if you go there for a beer and a pretzel, you're all right.
Well, okay.
Yeah, go for it. Okay. And a spanking.
Yes,
they do. They have the spanking.
Oh, I've seen that.
Okay,
I have not had the spanking.
Yeah,
aren't you afraid that when you do that, your balls might be in the wrong place?
Ouch! That might leave a mark.
That'll make a man cry.
That'll make you jump.
That'll drop it to your knees.
Might as well jump.
Right, that would be not a feature. All right, next up is the Huntington.
No, the Huntridge.
Or Huntridge. The Huntridge. First matinee movie showing was in 1944. It closed in July of 2004, allegedly.
About right.
Concerts were held here until 1995 when the roof collapsed just prior to the Circle Jerk punk band showing up to perform.
Located at the corner of Maryland Parkway in Charleston
It was. The historic landmark cannot be bulldozed until at least 2017, so there's still some hope for it to be refurbished. And there's been
It's been a million different things since we were in town. It became like a spot for haunted houses and general anything cesspooly like that was in that part of town. If you ever went to the midnight showings for Rocky Horror Picture Show, they'd be at places like the Huntridge Theater.
And they also the downtown Vegas folks were trying to to reinvigorate this. And there was they had like a GoFundMe or some kind of deal.
Go fuck me.
Well, they had
I didn't know where you're going with that.
They had to go fuck me.
Yeah.
How did that go? Poorly. They had a GoFundMe or whatever one of those things were to try to refurbish the place. And I don't think it actually happened.
No.
They came close. They were talking. There's a lot of press on making this happen. Oh, they're bringing it back downtown, is resurrecting it. And nothing ever happened
It's not really downtown. It's kind of stuck out in the middle of an area that's not close to downtown. It's kind of, where the old Showboat used to be.
See, that where is been it again? Where is it?
That could have been on the list, the Showboat, by the way. It's Maryland Parkway in Charleston.
Maryland Parkway, Charleston.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's kind of like where Maryland Parkway almost ends and turns into a different street name.
So it's not really downtown, right?
No, it's not really downtown.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, next up.
My turn. The MGM Grand's Adventure Theme Park.
Look at that.
Which was around for a little while. From 93 to 2000, had a long ride, haunted mind, movie-themed attractions, was behind the MGM Grand, where now they're putting Top Golf back there now.
So you were there.
I was there. I took the kids to the Adventure Theme Park back in the day. Nah, not really.
No.
But I'm not a Monster Theme Park guy, as you know.
That's right.
Right. So I'm a bad testament to this. But I had been there. Again, so far, only one thing on this list I have not been to.
Have you been to the Adventure Dome?
I have.
Yeah. And?
Our kids had a birthday party there when they were about 10 years old.
So you didn't like
that's
the
last time
then.
I went. No, I've been there a couple times over Halloween when the kids wanted to go to Halloween stuff and whatever.
It's supposed to be a good Halloween place.
Yeah, that's not bad. A little fright dome.
Yeah, I get that.
I just don't necessarily like the property of the Circus Circus because, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't like the older properties that just smell like one giant freaking ashtray. And that's the Circus Circus. It smells like a big ashtray.
Right, but they've got great steak. Okay. Next up, not that one. God dang it. Oh, there it is. A little out of order. Don't hurt me.
The Sands.
Hammer, don't hurt him. Sands opened in 1952, closed in 1996. I stayed there once, and I would suggest that one of my children was a result of a visit to Sands.
Oh, you think so?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was ground zero for the Rat Pack. Not sure what that means. Seventh oldest hotel in the city before it was demolished. And what hotel lives there now, Brett?
Where the Sands was now? That's a good question. Because
Venetian,
it could be the Venetian, I think.
That's right. It has grown to 715 rooms before its demise. It was considered one of the best at the time of its livingness.
That is a place I've been to only as a... I don't think I've been... You know what? I didn't turn 21 before that. No, I did. I was there as a tourist back in the late 1980s, early 90s.
I like the Sands.
That was it.
That to me...
I don't like how, unfortunately, Vegas treats their history. We don't have to blow it up.
I
understand things need to be replaced and
I don't disagree
improved
with you.
Upon. It'd be nice if the new things...
But look... Look,
worked around the old things.
Look, so I hear you, but so look at this. Look at Sahara. Look at Riviera. Look at Sands.
I drove by the Riviera today. What used to be the Riviera.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of hand wringing when one of these places falls down. And I wish Vegas is blowing shit up and they don't care. And I kind of mentioned at the beginning of the opening of the show. But it couldn't sustain itself. That's ultimately the problem. I mean, I look at the Sands and I think, well, there was a great concert that Sinatra did at the Sands. It was probably one of his best live concerts recorded ever. And I listen to that thing all the time. I'm like, this is the Rat Pack. This is what Vegas is about. This is the magic that Vegas lives on today.
Right.
And that was recorded in the 50s or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, six decades later, they're still playing on that play.
Right.
But it couldn't be sustained. And that's the problem.
That's a good point.
That's the same thing with Sahara. When was the last time you were in Sahara? Do you even remember?
The hotel?
Yeah.
Probably SLS. A year or so before. I have not been in the SLS yet.
Right.
Because you said such negative things about it, I decided not to go.
Well,
but the Sahara, probably within the year before it closed.
Yeah, and did you go more than once a year, twice a year?
No, I think I had to go see a client, which was the NASCAR Cafe at the time.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. So, I went there. One of the very first show I saw in Las Vegas when we moved here was The Amazing Jonathan at the Sahara. And we had just moved here. Everything was new. Everything was exciting. I couldn't wait to see anything. All casinos were magic and glorious. And I think I went and saw one other show there. It was the Shintas.
We saw the Shintas.
Yeah, and that was it. I mean, I didn't really go there again because it just wasn't. It wasn't shiny and pretty anymore. It didn't have the draw. It didn't have. They couldn't figure out how to get folks to show up. So it died because it failed to figure out the next step.
Yeah.
So I get the whole...
We went and saw, Zsa Zsa Gabor? Or what was her sister? No, I think it was Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa was
the entertainer, right?
Yeah.
Gabor was the other one. She told my wife, she goes, I thought I had big maracas. Look at those maracas.
That sounds like
that. That was funny. And this again is late, is at the Sahara. Zsa Zsa. It's one of our... back when I actually went to shows, when it was, you know, the radio station, we get shows on. They always invite you down.
So I get the whole, I feel bad for it. But like the Riviera, the last couple of times I was in the Riviera, it was a shithole.
Oh, it was funny because we're driving by there today. And my brother, he goes, what was that hotel we stayed at the last time, right before last time I came, in that shitty hotel? I go, that's it. He goes, it was the Riviera.
Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't a great hotel.
That was horrible.
Yeah, and Sahara wasn't a great hotel at the
time. That's a good point.
It was old. It showed its age.
Right.
That's the problem. Now, you look at a hotel like, for example, Tropicana. Tropicana has been around for a while. MGM sure. has been around, but it actually moved. Ooh, it used right. to be where Bally's is, and now it's where it is now. But those guys, Tropicana is probably a good example of this. So
I guess if they, not to interrupt, I'm sorry, but if you're going to blow the Sands up, it'd been kind of cool to build a new Sands.
Okay, so
a new Desert Inn.
I think the problem with that, I hear what you're saying. I like the idea.
Then you got the amenities.
It's the branding is the problem. They're trying to stop the branding. The branding no longer holds any cachet. That's the issue. Hmm. So you build a new Sahara. It's still fucking Sahara. Right. And arguably, the SLS didn't blow it up enough. It still had the same shell as it did before. It's the exact same shell as the Sahara.
Yeah.
And so some people were like, well, it's kind of the same hotel, right? Except for you painted the ceiling black and you didn't put a fucking ceiling tile up there. So you didn't even work very hard.
You actually get an incomplete.
Right. Right. So, I mean, I like the idea of like taking, you take the Sands, no, that big sign, and you take the sign and you put it in the middle of the Venetian.
Now that'd be kind of cool.
And you create like
that's a good idea.
The Sands Bar and Grill, the Sands not Bar and Grill, the Sands Bar or the Sands Lounge, and you turn that into a hip, cool, retro vibe. I think that would have been brilliant.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but the idea of trying to create a
then you
a
are
Sands
saying this
around,
used to be the Sands.
Yeah,
and now it's the Venetian.
And then you're also playing on the people who do have that kind of feeling,
like myself.
I want to go back. I would like to be able to. And you have them, and they're wearing the same outfits, the same uniforms that they had before. I think that plays out. What I was going to say about Tropicana is, so Tropicana, I don't know how long Tropicana has been there. Maybe one of the
original
one of the folks in the
Like
live
the
chat might be able to look it up. Flamingo. Oh, that's actually two of them. Great.
Right.
So actually, they're both great examples. Actually, Tropicana is a better example because it's more. It's not part of Harrah's or whatever the fuck they're called now, Caesars. They were in trouble. They were in real trouble probably 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, 5 to 7. Yeah.
And they got a new investor. They spent a buttload of money, $100 million plus, and they redid it. But they kept it the Tropicana, didn't change the name. And I think they're doing okay. I don't know exactly how well they're doing, but they're surviving. They're not SLS who are losing money all the time. They're still in the game. Flamingo is a good example. Flamingo is a quintessential property. Mm-hmm. Still has that great corner light that is one of the best signs in all of Las Vegas. They've done whatever they've done. Now, part of it's because they got bought, and they're a part of the Caesars empire, basically. So that in and itself has propped them up. It's the same thing with Circus. They're propped up because they're part of a big property. However, I will say they've been profitable since –
Because they never spent a nickel on decorations.
Right. But Flamingo is a place that people still go. And that's the difference between, the Sahara and Riviera and apparently Sands. It's kind of sad, but that's what happened. All right, next up.
Good one. This one just closed like a month ago. Yep. So it was the show Jubilee at Bally's, which was there from 1981 through February of this year.
Yep.
More than 18 million guests and lots of naked breasts along the way.
The stage
was half the size of a football field and 15 stories.
Three main double-decker elevators, six smaller elevators.
Escalators.
Two revolving
elevators.
It's hard to tell. It could be a spelling issue. A basement dressing room where two flights below the stage, so more than 1,700 stairs a night for dancers racing up and down. Most expensive budgeted show in town. Did you ever see it?
I did. Yeah.
What did you think?
Back in the day, it was like it was fine. It's a typical traditional Vegas showgirl show.
Yep. We almost went and saw
singing
it
and dancing and naked boobs
about a month and a half ago, and they were like, "Yeah, we're going to charge you $150 for."
Yeah, it was always expensive.
I'm like,
but you know what? They always had. From a advertising standpoint, they didn't have to do a lot of stuff locally. They did very well for a long period of time with the traditional tourist crowd.
You know, we had a couple people who were in the original Jubilee who actually auditioned for Don Arden. It's kind of fascinating because both of them implied that there was a recent change to the show. This is about... I want to say a couple years ago, they made a wholesale change. New music, I think, new costumes and all that kind of stuff. And they both said the same thing, that they thought, wow, this was a mistake. They hurt the show. They didn't help it by doing what they did. Interesting. Actually, some people are talking about the IP, Imperial Palace.
Yep.
Which was, you know, one of the, you know, original places here.
One of my favorite places for a long time was the Imperial Palace.
Yeah, it got consumed by Link or whatever. Yeah, Link, whatever they're calling
it. Well, the owner passed away, and the Engelstadt family passed away. Engelstadt was the one who owned it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they were owned by the Engelstadts, and he passed away, and then the property was up in limbo. And that, you know, the funny thing, when you look at the IP,
wow,
the amount of, it's a property that has very little facade on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right.
Compared to other properties, where right. all of its value went, or the property went backwards. It was a rectangular property with a very small part on the strip, but it was worth at the time, like, you know, that acreage, actual was like $20 million just for the property it was on the strip. It's surprising they never really blew it up and redid it, because maybe you couldn't, because the amount of water that flows under the Imperial Palace, the Link now, if you were looking for one of the most impressive things in Las Vegas, I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure it's quite, you go down in the middle of a rainstorm and you go right there to that property and you watch the water flow through what was the Imperial Palace, now the Link, and through the Quad and all that, whatever it's called these days, and go into the wash, into the thing and out to the wash, the Vegas wash. It's spectacular.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many times I was there and watched the water go through there. Everybody's like, why is the hotel on stilts? Well, you know, it never rains in Vegas, but when it does, water comes right here. Very cool.
Finally, one that I've never heard of before.
This is on the south side of the strip, down by Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, this is called the Glass Pool Inn.
It's still there. You can still drive by and look at it.
Is it there?
Yeah, it's still there.
In 1952, it was called the Mirage. It was closed in 2003. Was located, where did you say it was located?
South end of the strip, so, you know, across from Mandalay.
54,000-gallon kidney-shaped pool was in the movie Casino, and Decent Proposal, Leaving Las Vegas and Casino Twice. God damn it, Danny. Music videos include ZZ Top, Robert Plant, The Killer Bones. The Mirage name was sold to Steve Wynn in 1989. The sign was stolen, never recovered, from what Danny discovered, but it was supposed to go to the Neon Boneyard, where many famous signs have resided. This picture here is actually a pretty flattering picture. There's another picture where that pool looks like it's just in the middle of a parking lot.
It is pretty much. It's a cesspool.
It looks so weird.
Oh, it's horrible.
It looks so weird.
The fluids floating around that you would want nothing to do with.
It's kind of like the MGM of Lazy River.
I think they filled it with unicorn urine.
Well, then it would be magical. And
it was. That's why it was unlikely. In so many movies.
All right. So that's our 10 cool places in Las Vegas that no longer exist. We want to resurrect two of them.
I've been to eight of them, which is kind of cool. I was not at
that's
the Glass
pretty
Pool.
Impressive.
I've been to eight of them. So I tell you, you know, I am a Vegas guy.
All right.
I've been around for a long, long time.
20 years.
Yes, indeed.
You're
three decades.
Tell us adventures.
Spanning 3 decades.
Spanning 3,000 decades.
It's like a wide world of sports. Spanning the global world of sports.
I remember that. Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. All right.
You okay there?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I'm a professional. Don't try that at home, kids. This is the listener email, part of the big show, where we answer any question. Are we afraid of any topic?
Well, not yet.
That could have been better answered.
Well, at least it gave you a proper answer.
Are we afraid of any topic?
No, hell no, damn it, no. Bring it on.
That's right. Now, if we get a boy question, then I'll ask it or answer it or read it or whatever. And for girls,
it's nice that some folks were throwing out some other cool places like the Stardust.
Stardust actually is where I bred one of my children. It wasn't Sans.
Oh, okay.
It just occurred to me.
Okay.
And that's probably more.
It's where I learned how to shoot the craps
at Stardust. Stardust.
And also at the, I think the Tropicana with
Stardust
my dad.
Stardust had a great sign.
But for real, when I played, first trip to Las Vegas, I was 21, 1988 or whatever, came out, we're at the Tropicana. My dad says, you want to learn how to play craps? Yeah, he goes, put $100 down.
Boom!
Put $100 down. It was gone about 4 minutes later. He goes, now you know how to play craps.
Right. You're like, Dad, I'm going to have to go to therapy because of that very important lesson. Our first question comes from Todd Rudisil. Todd is a recent discoverer of our big show.
Oh, cool.
He seems like a nice guy, fan. He has a hard time sending emails to have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Poor K.
I don't know. He keeps telling me it keeps bouncing back. And yet, this last week, we got 30 emails, so something's right, and
with
something
some
is not wrong. All right, here's what Todd says. Todd writes like this. Dear S&B, thanks for reading my email S&B. On the show, Scott and Brett.
Yeah. I think it's F&B.
Food and beverage.
Exactly.
as you can
see. Yes, you are the food and the beverage.
Awesome. Guys, I thought I thoroughly enjoy Vegas Solo. He asked, what would you do if you were a solo visitor last week?
Oh, that's right.
Not a soul to answer to. It's nice for 3 to 5 days once a year. I'm 29 years old and a project manager for a construction company. So he's actually
employed.
His resume.
Oh.
Well done. We're like Indeed.com or monsterjobs.com or job monster. Okay. I'll run down my past December.
Just monster.com.
Monster.com. Not to take a ton of your time. I stayed at the TI.
Treasure Island.
That's right. Individual little place. I was only able to be in town for 3 nights. First night in Vegas, I always go out. Good.
Okay.
I caught a Thunder basketball game at the Cosmo. I'm assuming he watched it on television there. Tried Holstein's hamburger place at Cosmo.
Okay.
Then closed down Senior Frogs.
At the TI.
An abortion of an idea they put at the beginning of that or in the front of that casino. One of the worst things I've ever seen. Although I hear it's a good place to party.
It is.
But fuck. They just screwed the facade of that place. I just want to put a bullet in my head. Well, let's do that, shall we? Not a bullet. Second night, the Nutcracker at Smith Center. Stand
so
by.
It's holidays.
Look at him. He's going beyond
culture.
The strip. He's getting a little nutcracked. Nothing wrong with
gotta
that.
Get sometimes your balls
you
broken.
Get your,
absolutely.
Sometimes you gotta get your balls broken. He went to Fremont Street for Banger Brews tour. I've heard good things about that. And met some awesome people from California down there. That's unlikely. Last night was when the lady drove over all over people in front. Oh shit. That was the night that lady killed those people in front of Planet Hollywood. Great. So the strip was shut down, so I hung out at the hotel area. Love the pointers from you guys. I'll be out there for my 30th birthday in September. Back to work until next time. Todd, by the way, I should have used quotations for straighten. We kind of made fun of his spelling last time.
Right.
And he's like, you didn't get the joke, you fucking boneheads. Fair enough. Thank you, Todd. Next up.
Oh, I'm glad he clarified.
We've got Christina.
A chick. Oh, Christina's checking in. Hello, Brett and Scott. I like it how Christina knows to put Brett first.
Spelling.
She said, Brett, lots of people dine at the bar. I never said they don't. I just said they shouldn't. Generally, I've noticed I get better service at the bar because the bartender knows he's going to get a bigger tip as the check will be substantially larger with dinner than just a couple of drinks. I disagree. The reason you get better service at the bar from the bartender is because he can't hide. He can't go in the back and go, waiting for table 10's food. They're driving me freaking crazy out here. He's got to tend the bar. He's got customers all 4 feet away from him, where the waitress can go in the back and go,
nope, nope.
She can go and check her phone.
I'm going to have to nope that.
She can run to the potty.
I got
Scott, it cracks me up that you don't get purpose behind the broke back woman. What does that mean?
Remember the broke back picture
I said? You don't get purpose. I don't know what that means.
She's saying, I don't understand the purpose behind why they do that.
Okay. Girls who aren't blessed with a cute booty do that to make it appear larger and more round. Mm. I'd say girls with nice booties do it as well just to get extra attention. Usually the girls who do that are young and just haven't figured out squats will plump that area up. That's funny. That's very funny. However, there are plenty of 40-plus-year-old women who do this exact same move.
I just think that's funny. That that's Christina, very.
It's a great line.
Like, I'm going to provide
plump
you
plump that area
I'm
up.
I'm going to provide you some guidance on a plump that area up there.
Don't worry. They'll figure it out before doing any permanent damage to their spines.
It's ChristinaWorkout.com.
That is funny. Also, you have, if she said, you had a listener ask about new casinos being built on the Strip. I think he's referring to was the rumor that Fountain Blue is being purchased, or the rumor that the Wynn is considering building over the golf course.
Oh, look at you.
She said the gold course.
Oh.
But I corrected that.
It's made of gold.
Brett may have more knowledge. Let me just stop. Right
unlikely.
There. Stop. Christina's email ends right there. That is the greatest email ever. Brett might have more knowledge.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yes, indeed. As I am an avid golfer. For the first rumor, every year we hear that someone is purchasing Fountain Blue. As a local, I'd love for this rumor to be true, but I've heard it so many times I wouldn't believe it till a purchase is finally made and they're getting the actual permits to blow the thing up.
Yep.
Since the weather outside is so lovely right now, I'd like to know your favorite places for dining al fresco. You know, I've never dined with Al before, but his wife, Sally, is
Sally fresco.
Fabulous. Sally's terrific.
She, by the way, has a large booty, and she also sticks her ass out when she has a
40-plus
taken.
Years old.
She is insane. Yeah.
She loves the Morels, the Monomiga B, and the DW, which is down on the Fort Apache.
DW.
But we also are always looking for new places to check out. You could probably do a whole show about outdoor dining spaces in the Vegas.
I think we did do that one.
There seems to be an abundance as we have such good weather here.
I'm sure I did that.
She said, as always, love the show. Happy 50th episode.
Thank you.
She gives us a big smooch with Christina. She'll be there. When will the summer kickoff party be at the Whitney?
Yes, we had a summer kickoff party last year at the Arches at Whitney Villa. I have visors available for those who. Let me show you what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. He does. These are the accounting visors for people who want to be an accountant.
Right. So you want to be an accountant, and at the same time, you want to keep the sun out of your eyes.
You've got the Arches. Each one of these also comes with an old calculator. The Eddie machine that comes along with it. So it's wonderful. It's a little retro. And actually, all those old accounting machines are from the Sands.
So it's even better. They're like, how come we're not making any money? How come we're not making any money?
Are you a big outdoor dining guy?
I am.
You are? Okay.
I like it a lot. So we'll answer a couple of questions. The first question is, will there be a summer opening of summer soiree at Arches? Yes.
Okay.
Will Christina be invited along with her lovely husband, Bradley?
Yes.
Yes. Will you be invited?
That's a good question.
Last time you behaved poorly.
I was here. I was the last guy to leave.
Fair enough.
Okay.
You will be invited.
I was one of the last to leave, if not the last.
You were actually a lovely
guy. That was when you were being accosted by a young girl playing the game.
Oh, it was a daughter of somebody.
Yeah.
Come and play, and I said, no. I don't believe in giving kids what they want.
All the time.
I want them to be like me, get beaten. Okay, the next one was the al fresco dining favorite places. The places that she mentioned were great. I like to just hang out at Rum Bar. It's not dining, but it's one of my favorite places just to hang out, which is in front of the Mirage. Al fresco. For casual food, El Segundo Sol, which is a Mexican restaurant connected to Fashion Show. It's right across from Wynn. Mexican restaurant right on the ground floor, so you can watch all the people walking out. You can have margaritas. It does get hot in the summer. I will say that about
that's
this.
The problem. I mean, you know, obviously now is a perfect time to dine.
Yes.
Al fresco.
Yeah.
It's beautiful outside. And I don't mind it then as long as it's not windy or whatever.
We did do a show about this.
Like, Monomiga B is very nice, but I don't like the sound of the cars and the,
the
exhaust. And like New York City, it's like you're on a tiny little sidewalk and you just have a little rail about the size of this microphone.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a fat guy walking by over here smoking a cigar while you're trying to eat your nice $85 breakfast.
So look.
And I don't like that.
I grew up in Southern California where if you can't see the air, I'm afraid of it. So when you're sitting at Monomiga B and there is the exhaust, you're like, oh, Oh, hell, fuck, that's Huntington Beach.
Well, you're a little higher up at Monomiga Beach.
It's a little bit. Also, the place...
Like dining, for example, outside of the wonderful restaurant at the Bellagio, was it? I've done that, and
Lagos.
We had a wonderful...
actually, several out there.
The one where you saw the Mike Tyson.
Yeah. That's Steak Place. Bill's Steak Place. Fuck, I don't know.
Is it just Steak?
I don't know. Steak. Dave Steak. Fuck, I don't know. Lagos,
Prime.
Actually.
Prime.
Good place. Yes. Lagos, not Sinatra's. All the places outside of the water. And then across the street from Bellagio, the Mexican restaurant.
Frogs, apparently.
No, that your favorite Sammy Hagar owns.
What's it called? Cabo Wabo.
Yeah. Great place for outdoor dining. Actually, pretty good food, too. And actually, reasonable drinks.
Yeah.
They have a bucket of beer for $400. Can't beat that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
Next question is from John in the New York. And John writes, Scott and Brett, finally getting the order correct.
Well, apparently the guys know to put you first and the ladies know to put me first.
Mm, what does that mean?
Which has been the case forever. Brett is always first.
Oh, look at you.
With the ladies.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Fucker. Sometimes people eat at bars. Oh, we're back to this.
Okay.
You have, just like your hatred of Disneyland, this not...
I read an article about a lady who hated the Disneyland more than I did. It was wonderful. It was about how expensive it was. Hmm. $145 now for the Disneyland.
Or
Disney World.
Be careful.
What they're doing? $145.
They're doing surge.
That's ridiculous.
They're doing surge pricing.
I don't care. It's ridiculous.
It's surge pricing.
People bitch about going to a baseball game. Oh, it's so expensive for a family of four.
Right.
It's $200. Disneyland is going to be.
We're going to do simple math real quick for you.
Okay, let's say it's $100.
I'll call it $150.
What's the cheapest price? Without
$150, I'm there for 10 hours. It's
you don't have to be there for 10
an hour. Anybody who's shit.
But you're stop.
No.
No, you're a family of four.
Yeah.
And what's the least expensive non-season ticket holder price to get into Disneyland?
$100.
Okay, so that's now $400 for your family of four
to
walk in the door before you've eaten, before you've had a cocktail, before you've had a souvenir, before you've done anything.
Yeah.
So what are you really paying when you're at the Disneyland?
It's per
600
person.
$600
plus. Yeah, hold on. Stand by.
It's
$100 per person
robbery.
For 10 hours. That's only $10 an hour. Now, I'm going to go see Cirque du Soleil.
You're assuming we stay for 10 hours?
I'm going to pay $150 for 2 hours. That's how much?
I'm not seeing Circus Away.
Fuck you.
Not for 100, not for full price.
$75 an hour. This is not even.
I'm not taking. Okay.
This debate. You
there's
cannot
a there's
win.
A different thing with regards to no. Well, there's pricing for upscale events and there's pricing for families. So if I want to take my wife to a nice show and a dinner, that's different than I want to take my snot-nosed 6-year-old to Disneyland for 12 hours and go, my God, this is god-awful.
Whether you have a snot-nosed 6-year-old,
they all do.
My kids were never snot-nosed. They wore a little burkas.
Burkas.
Whatever you call it. All right, so here we are. Back to
Disneyland is no longer cool.
Fuck off. Sometimes people eat at bars because they are dining solo. You have to hear this because this is hysterical.
Okay.
They are dining solo, and they can talk to other patrons or other friendly bartenders. I think Brett should open a restaurant called Solo, where all the tables have one chair and they face the wall.
Even if I'm by myself, I don't eat at the bar. No, I did. I used to.
That's so funny.
I did when the Red Robin had a location at Decatur and Sahara. I would go have lunch there, and I would sit at the bar. But I was the only person there. Nobody else was there Monday at 12 o'clock drinking.
What does that matter?
And the bartender was actually a friend of mine, so I'd go and visit him and have a good time.
So you do actually eat at the bar?
That was years ago.
Oh.
I'm talking about a crowded bar
Where
I'm trying to go in and get a cocktail.
All right.
And there's a guy taking up a space that on a gaming machine, I want to play the machine. And he's not playing the machine.
You are 0-2 for your major arguments. Disneyland, it's like God.
Okay. I think a lot of people don't like the Disneyland.
Anybody who has
the fact that you still like it at 55 years old and your kids are grown adults.
Sweet.
You'll be a good grandfather.
Lovely.
I'll give you that because once your lovely
daughter's fucking going to Disneyland,
and your grandpa take your daughter's like hell yeah, go take him to Disneyland.
My kids would be like, fuck the kids, we want to go because I brought them up right.
You brought
them understand.
Up right. First of all, you
Disney
grew up in the Southern California
is magical. Now you are not alone. All of a sudden, we get Mike Q says Disney sucks. Of course,
see?
Mike is an assassin.
He is,
and Mike doesn't like things like happiness and joy and love.
Okay, Ted, we're not talking about eating at the counter in a restaurant. That's fine. I'm talking about specifically eating at a bar, in the bar versus going into the restaurant to eat. That's my point.
Okay, here's what
I'm saying. My point is,
Here's what I'm saying. I'm just saying this. Get yourself good with God. Because
good with God.
Because all the things that you've said are blasphemy. You are likely knocking on the gates of hell, given the fact that you don't like to dine at a bar.
I will also take my grandkids to Disney. Doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy it.
It's Disneyland.
Well, it's Disney.
Or Disney World.
It could be where, I don't know where I'm at.
Damn it,
so I'm going to say Disney.
You like a hawk.
I'm going to take them to Disneyland World.
All right.
Okay.
I'm done.
It doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a great grandpa. Come on, you little fuckers.
Well, I'll enjoy my kids.
Come on. Get on Space Mountain, you little shits.
Let's go do the teacups for the 75th fucking time. You betcha.
I don't even.
It's a small world after all.
That's a great song, by the way.
Oh, my God. It's not over yet. Kill me. Thank you.
All right. Time for
let's go spend 6 hours in line for Space Mountain.
Shut the fuck up.
Isn't there another one? There
was
another
one? No, that was it.
Okay.
God bless you, you rat bastard. All right, RQS, real quick stories. Number one.
Oh, yep.
You've heard the song Canary in a Coal Mine, yes?
Yeah, The Police.
Great song.
A Canary in a Coal Mine.
I have a whole new song. It's called The Hummingbird in the Bedroom.
You left the window open?
Here's what happened.
Uh-oh.
This morning.
This morning?
Here's how I start my morning. My alarm goes off, and I go, and then I am awakened, and I stay in bed, and I take out my tablet, and I read the news.
What time does this happen?
I don't want to talk about the time.
Why not?
It's about 7.
Okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
You're an entrepreneur. You're a self-employed guy. Exactly.
It's 7 o'clock. So I'm waking. It might be 7:30. Could be 7:30.
Yeah.
So I wake up. I'm like, okay, so it's time to read the news. USA Today. Quick, easy to do. Right.
Yeah,
so,
for people who don't really want to read the news, the USA Today is for you.
Right. Hey, by the way, Disney called. Go fuck yourself.
Okay. It's true.
So, hey, it's easy to read.
Because you don't have to have an in-depth article.
Oh, you are such a little...
It's reading the headline.
Yeah, I just
and like one
to...
paragraph.
Because I'm a very
Billy
busy
Joe,
guy.
Billy Bob Thornton, whatever. Oh, okay, cool. Not the whole in-depth thing about Billy Bob.
No, I don't read the fucking New York Times on a Tuesday morning when I got shit to do. All right. All right. So I'm reading the article and I hear this. I'm like, huh. That's an unusual sound that I don't normally have in my bedroom. Not normally. Sometimes I do, but not normally. So I'm reading, I'm like, well, that was weird. So my first thought was, is that a big bumblebee? Have you ever heard a bumblebee fly?
Yeah,
It sounds like. Yeah. So I look up, and there's a hummingbird in my bedroom. I'm like, well, that's
interesting,
unusual and interesting. So I'm watching the little fellow. Now, the reason why he or she came into my bedroom is because we open up the door in the morning that lets, you know, Coda out into the back backyard, and it's wide open. And so Bill the hummingbird came flying in, and Bill the hummingbird was freaked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
As you might imagine. So he starts flying around our bedroom. By the way, he found our bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm an animal guy. I don't like zoos. He's trapped in my Whitney
zoo. He's
trying
to find a way out.
I gotta get him out. So I'm like, okay, come on, little hummingbird. Let's go out this way. Now the door is wide open.
Right.
The door he came in, I didn't close it. I wanted him to go back out.
Right.
So he did 5 minutes, I counted, of flying at hummingbird speed, which is fast. I'm like, this guy's going to have a heart attack. He can't get up. Now, if this is the door, he did this 5 times. All he had to do was this.
Yep.
Not doing it. Bathroom. I'm like, come on. So I'm like, okay, what do hummingbirds like? We have a lot of hummingbirds
like
in our backyard. And flowers.
Okay.
I could have got, hold on, Bill. I'm going to get some sugar water. This might help you. That's not what I did. So I have, for my hair, I use this hair goo that comes in this very bright yellow thing, bottle.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'll be a flower. So I get in the doorway. Scott's I hold up
flower.
The hair glue. I'm like, come on, Bill. You can do it, pal.
So he gets real close to you, but then he won't go.
So he starts to tucker out. I'm like, okay. So he lands on one of the fans, you know, the ceiling fans. He's like, oh, I'm in a zoo. I was in the Las Vegas Zoo.
I'm in the zoo.
I was in the Las Vegas Zoo. Those fuckers didn't let me out. Here I am. I'm trapped again. What? So I'm like, I feel like I'm from. And now Coda, by the way, is freaking out.
Yeah, you got to let the dog somewhere else.
I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Right. That's probably freaking the little fella out. So I think to myself, because I'm a zoologist, what do hummingbirds like? Flowers. Oh, and sugar water. So I'm like, okay, I got it. I put on my flip-flops. I go outside, and we have one of our plants, or trees, are in full bloom, this really beautiful purpley kind of thing. So I pull off a little flower. Actually, 8 flowers. Bring it in. And by the way, I'm naked. Just so you have the visual, kids. So I'm naked in my flip-flops, got my purple flower. And I stand in the doorway like this. Come on, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
Here's a flower. I'm a flower. And Bill went woo, woo, and left.
Out the door.
Yep.
That's how you got him.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Yep.
Naked. Not the fact of seeing your body naked would scare the crap out of him.
Well,
anything.
He'd been seeing it for about 10 minutes.
Well, that's probably why he went, no thanks.
Well, I thought he was hanging around because he's like, well, that's not a bad looking
there you go. Now right turn into Donald Trump and Marco Rubio over here. I once came home for lunch a few years ago at the house, and we had a ruffling of noise in our chimney for quite a while. Yeah. I'm going to say for like a month, where you could hear the pigeons cooing up in the chimney. Yeah, all the time. But I'm thinking, well, they're at the very top of the chimney. What am I going to do? I'm not going to go in the roof and, you know. So we had a pigeon guy come out and put spikes up and do all kinds of stuff. But I came home for lunch one day, and I walked into my kitchen, and sitting on my microwave was a pigeon.
Oh, shit.
About the size of a house cat. Fucker was huge. I mean, this thing was just monstrous. And we are like this far away from each other. Because I walked around the corner and I put my keys in my wallet in the same spot I have for 20 years, right? 15, 16 years.
Right.
And the bird is like right here. And I went,
dude.
And he went,
hello.
We scared the shit out of each other. Right. Now, in my house, I've got 20-foot-high ceilings in the front part of my house.
Yeah, okay.
But in the kitchen and the family room, it's normal size. So my first thought was, God, if this guy gets to the open part, I'll never get him out of the house.
Yeah, right.
I gotta get to the sliding glass door by the kitchen and somehow get him out of here.
Right, right.
So I kind of walked away, got to by the laundry room and grabbed and got a towel, opened the door up.
You want to give him a shower before he left?
No, I was going to. First of all, he came after me. So I was going to try and direct him with the towel and that, yeah. Or if he came at me, I was going to catch him in the towel and get him outside.
Like a ninja.
Which I was going to suggest you would do with the bird.
You can't do that with a fucking hummingbird.
You're not going to kill it. I didn't say squeeze it to death for crying. Just get it in the thing and take it outside and then open it up.
Grab it and pet it and love it.
Yes.
You okay?
So it didn't take very long to get the pigeon out. Mm. Luckily, it only took about 5 minutes because he kind of knew that I knew that he knew that he was screwed and he needed to get out of the house and he needed to follow my directions. I'm an excellent leader. So I got him. I did not have to go out and kill any of my wife's plants.
How do you really want to do this next one, or can we go to check?
Where are we at? Well, my brother was in town for like, we had time to basically either do lunch
or drink at the Wynn and call me.
He goes,
go, yeah.
What do you want to do? We go out and shoot guns if you want to. We can go over, because we go over to the gun store because he likes looking at the guns.
The gun store.
And I go, he goes, where's that pawn shop at? Like, I go, let's go see the pawn shop. I go, the pawn shop or the pawn shop? And he goes, the pawn shop. Because I just like to see what, like, so
did you go?
What we did was, here's what we did. The Express Quickie Sightseeing Las Vegas tour.
Go.
He was staying at the Monte Carlo, so I picked him at the Monte Carlo about 1:30. We went, now realizing the Monte Carlo is lots of construction there.
Yep.
I did not know that you did not know that we did not. When you get to the Monte Carlo in the Strip, trying to get out of the Monte Carlo, you cannot go left. You have to go right. So you're forced to go south.
Okay.
Down to Tropicana.
All right.
Where I promptly made an illegal U-turn at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Nothing wrong with that.
And we were off. So we tooled down the Las Vegas Strip. I pointed out various things. He's been to Vegas many a times. But we were talking about cool stuff in Vegas along the way. And we went through the downtown, and we saw the former Riviera. We saw the what used to be the Stardust, and we talked about some cool stuff. And we got to the end of the Strip at the Stratosphere there, and I said, here we are. This is Naked City. Told him about the Naked City.
Yeah.
Right behind the Stratosphere, you need some drugs. We go around the corner here, make a left. We'll go do that. Hookers to the right, and it's all right here for us. So we kept going. We drove by the pawn shop and used the big line, as there usually is. And he goes, "That's it. That little thing." Yep. I go, "It's just a tiny little place." Yeah.
That's it.
And there was lots of tourists around, and we kept going.
Yep.
And we ended up downtown. We did a real quickie tour around Fremont Street, Container Park, all that little area down there, the restaurants.
You really did do a tour.
Yeah. He goes, "I've never seen Fremont Street before. I've never seen this before."
Wow.
So I went down to Fremont Street. I actually made a right, went down to Container Park, then I again made another U-turn and came back so we could see the Fremont Street. And then we went around the corner on the backside and went down Casino Center, and you drive right in between the Golden Nugget and I forget what the property is on the left. Maybe it's the D.
Yep.
And did all that, showed them all that real quick.
Four Queens, actually. After Golden Nugget, Four Queens.
I think you're right. Anyway, so it's the Casino Center.
You think
so? Right there, there's a couple of zip liners were tooling by. Yep. You got a good look at Fremont Street experience, which you had never seen before. You talked about some of the cool things that Fremont Street does and some of the uncool things that it does as well, like tries to mug Brett and his wife. But other than that, it was cool. And then we started driving back up the strip, going south on the strip, and we decided to stop and have a cocktail.
Yeah.
We decided to have a drink on me.
Right. And then you started to text me, "Dear Scott,
wish
you were not working as hard as you do. Appreciate your effort. Meanwhile, go fuck yourself, because I'm having a lovely drink at Wynn. Oh, this is very nice.
Yeah.
And you might want to use this for a half a drink on me."
Yeah, actually.
Oh, there's a hint coming up there, kids. Okay. Here we go. Chat Potpourri is where we take questions from the live chat. Killer questions. Meaning we don't have the answers. Okay, question number one from Danny. How do you think it will affect things if all the buffet food is no longer feeding the pigs? Background story. There's a pig farm here in Las Vegas.
It's about 31 acres in North Las Vegas.
Or it's a strip show.
It's
one of the lower end.
It's called Porky's.
It's one of the lower end stripper places. Yeah. We don't like to talk about it. But it's a big place. Okay, I'm just kidding. All women are beautiful. So all the buffet foods, actually lots of food, are taken and go to the pigs, and the pigs eat it. And Danny is concerned, rightfully so, that because this pig farm is moving, then they'll have nothing to do with the buffet. Good news, they're taking the buffet and sending it over to SLS.
Now, the closest property there is the cannery. So the pig farm is closest to the cannery, which is on Craig Road.
Mm-hmm.
And the pig farm has been there for 50-plus years. Now, originally, we were talking before the show, there were only a couple things in North Las Vegas when the pig farm was around. Eventually, Shadow Creek was built in like the 70s and 80s. Oh, 80s, probably.
A golf course.
The fabulous golf course that is the Shadow Creek.
That's right.
And the pig farm.
Right.
And then gradually, North Las Vegas grew and grew, and people started to say, "You know, beautiful house, but fucking stinks over here."
Damn.
Yeah. And then people bitch about the smell. Like, you moved. It's like moving next to it. It's like, you know, the other thing, you play golf over at Stallion Mountain.
Yeah.
Well, you're right by the dump.
Oh.
So if the wind's blowing the right way, it's the most foul-smelling golf course in the history of the planet.
Okay.
And people started complaining about, it smells terrible.
Right.
Well, you guys, maybe there's an old saying. My dad uses this quite a bit as well. Investigate before you invest. Perfect. Know where the fuck you're moving to.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying you have to go out and go on a search and destroy mission, but the pig farm's been there forever. It's huge.
Yeah.
You really, and there's, you know, that area of town is filled with other ranchers, like, you know, horse ranches, and a lot of people have big properties and they've got their horses. There's also people with their llamas out there. And
llamas.
You know, where my kids used to play baseball when they were kids at Rainbow Family Park, which is at Oakey and basically between Rainbow and Buffalo.
Yep.
Across the street from the park, the guy had lions. And as the kids are playing baseball literally across the two-lane road, you could hear them roar while the games were going on. And you're going, "What is that?" And it's like, the guy's got lions.
Did you know that llamas are long-lost relatives of unicorns?
And they love their urine.
And their urine.
And their urine.
Okay.
So anyways, the pig farm's been there for a long time.
But to answer his Danny's question.
But the farm is moving over the next 3 years.
Yeah, and so it's going to be around for a while. But it's not moving out of the state.
No, the guy's moving it north.
Yeah.
But somewhere else.
So it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be that. If they still want to bring them food, actually, I think they actually should bring the food to, you know, SLS or any other of these smaller casinos. It'd be helpful because most of the buffets here are shit.
That's true.
Mm.
I mean, I guess you can take it to. The problem is you can't take perishable food items.
Quick, Glenn.
To like, things.
Glenn wants to know NHL updates in Vegas. Quickly.
We're looking at probably midsummer. It sounds like Quebec City. Well, when they're going to make the announcement.
Oh.
The team would probably start in the fall of 2017.
Okay.
Is the plan. And they'll have to make an announcement, I'm thinking, prior to the draft, which is usually in June. They'll make that. They're going to tell Canada to chill out because Quebec City wants a team really, really bad. But the Canadian dollar is so whacked out right now that the NHL is trying to figure out a way to tell, without pissing off 40% of their audience, Canada, that we can't give you a team because the Canadian dollar is screwed up.
You can't afford it.
We're trying to figure out a nice way to tell you no.
Okay.
But Vegas is more than likely going to be a go, and I think we'll have an... The stadium, or the arena, will be open next month regardless. It's going to be open already.
Okay.
So it's going to be nice.
There's hope. Steve wants to know, best bar for St. Patty's Day. I will begin with Ra-Ra-Ri-Ri-Ru-Ru over at...
Or Re-Ra.
Re-Ra at Mandalay Bay. That's good. The place right next to...
The Orleans?
Yes.
McMullen's Irish Pub?
Boom. That's a good one. What else?
My choice would be three letters. Annie. I mean, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, there's one on
Three Angry Wives
in the Boca Charleston.
Park. It's in the Boca Park. Mm. Charleston and Rampart.
Actually, that might be one of the best.
Nine guys in New York.
They do a big...
Nine Fine Irishmen, it's called.
Yeah, there's a ton of places. Yeah. If you can't find a drink with green beer, you're not working hard enough.
You make your own. You go to the store, go to Albertsons, and you buy some green food coloring.
Okay, Mike wants to know, what, if any, effect on the area from the red flag exercises that just started at Nellis? We know nothing about
it. Okay.
To answer your question.
Huh? From last week. Yeah! It's Adam time. Roll call.
All right. It's time for Have a Drink on Me. This is part of the show where we show you a picture of a bar that, Brett went to without inviting your buddy Scott. And if you can guess the name of that bar, joyous things are in your future. Really, Scott, is that even possible in today's terrible, rough economy and mean-spirited world? Yes. Yes, it is possible. Can you give us more information about that? Can I?
You bet.
Here's what you can win.
A fabulous Vegas Video Network visor. I didn't realize it was my turn to talk. Yes, that's a fabulous, fabulous visor. This is different music, by the way.
No, it's not. Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
This is the same music.
I don't think
so. This is the same music.
Maybe I've never heard it that long before, but I don't think it's the same music.
You're such a douchebag. We have this music. That's the Galaxy. That's this thing.
Wow. It sounds so much different.
This is the beginning of our main topic.
Yeah.
You've done a year of shows.
It sounds different.
This is something that I don't know what is. This is nothing, apparently. There's a bass loop. No. This is from a show I did about 5 years ago.
Oh, I like that
one. Tons of music. But this is what we do. God damn it, get with it. Ready?
Okay, go. The Vegas Video Network visor, and I've never heard this music before. Then we've got Good Jazzathon and Crisp Acoustic 1 and 2. Plus, you can have a fat tire or a flat tire with Scott. Have a cocktail with
him. Thank
you
very much. Okay.
Maybe I just didn't listen to the music that closely before.
That's just shocking. You've never even paid attention.
Well, I'm too busy talking.
Show.
Well, that's pretty true.
Is this show thing really important? Okay. By the way, Brett, if they want to send that email, where do they send it to?
I don't know. I act like I pay attention. Danny's over here yelling at me. It's the same music. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Some special rules.
We should have a new video, or a new segment, I should say. It's Leave the Brett the Fuck Alone segment. You guys are picking on me.
We'll just
did you not know that bullying's not allowed anymore? You're hurting my feelings.
Leave Brett the fuck alone. Everybody, leave Brett the fuck alone. Okay. By the way, special additional rules for Have a Drink on Me. If you're in the live chat.
Send in the clowns.
If you're in the live chat and you send in a correct answer, you get double your entries.
Double the pleasure.
But wait a minute, there's more. If you send a picture of you with a Gajazzathon CD or a Crisp Acoustic CD, hell, if you send a picture of yourself with any of our CDs or maybe, your visor or a video, by the way, we'll put you in again. Last week, Craig got 4 entries because...
You liked him.
He's the devil.
No, because you didn't give him an entry the week before.
Yeah, you got... You got 1,000 entries, basically.
Because you screwed in the week before.
Because I'm a good guy. And by the way, there's other reasons. Oh, by the way, if you can show us a picture of, I'll show you this. Like, there's a good Jazzathon CD. That's some stuff. And look at if you got yourself a visor. Oh, but wait, there's more. What happens if you get one of those visors, Scott?
Well,
you become a part of the galaxy of God.
It's there's a long Robin list.
And there's Glennon. Jimmy 2G's with a bent nose. There's Rob. There's Stuart. Oh, my God. The Ruskies are going to shoot him. Look out, Rob. Sorry. Lost my mind. Binky and Bud have a talk show. There's Craig who could not win. There's Michael. There's Scott. There's Shan, not Jan. Alan and his better half is coming up. There's Pop who cut off his finger. He can't flip us off anymore. There's Sam. Hey, there's me. There's Jackie and Christina. That kid is smart because of my music. There's Brett's dad. There's Don and a dog. And then there's Wayne. Mike. Look out, Mike. There's Danny. And finally, your buddy. His name's Brett.
There he is.
Oh, there you go. Right there. There he
is. Thumbs up for Brett. I'm in a good mood today.
That galaxy is pretty
The galaxy
cool.
is good. My dad wanted to remind you that you cannot say a cement floor. There's no such thing as a cement floor.
What, is this cement floor?
It's concrete.
Oh,
cement is
sake.
An element
you know
that goes into to make concrete.
I like your dad. He seems like a reasonable
guy. Well, it's
guy
like
or
saying whatever.
Cement is cement.
Right. And salt is salt. And things that go into making concrete, cement is one of the ingredients, along with water and sand and other things.
So are you saying cement is the powder?
It's part, yes. It makes the concrete, along with gravel and other stuff that goes into make concrete. That's all I'm telling you. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just looking for somebody
calling?
Who fucking can help me here. Help a brother out. This is killing me, Smalls.
This is great.
Here we go. All right, anyway. So we got either 27 or 28 out of 30. 30 entries
this
evening. Big, big entry group.
Was it that easy of a thing? Thanks for throwing stuff at me.
I
can't even see it.
I'm just trying to back this. So you're going to actually decide the fate of one of these people.
Well, they're out. Unless they agree with me about Disneyland or eating at the bar.
Quit being a douchebag. Okay, here we go. First of all, let's remind everybody what we had for last week.
We had a place I never heard of before, but it was a mad fruit.
It was the angry raisin. When it gets older, it is the hostile grape.
Okay.
The hostile grape over at the M, which is the 13th letter in the alphabet, which was one of the hints I gave.
Okay.
Ooh. The hints were exceptional last week, I felt. Okay. Let's begin, shall we?
Yes.
La-la-dee.
At the M. That's the property not on the street.
Way down there.
What are you doing way down there?
I didn't say I was down there.
Oh, okay.
I've been down there because I get around. I get around. Okay, ready? Eric Hansen, Airport Limbo. Now, Eric, I think I also said that if you're the first person to get the first question correct, you get a double. He gets a double. Eric Hansen, Airport Limbo. He's not in the live chat, though, but he does get a double because he was the first one in. Way to go. Michael Snow.
Chicago Snowman.
Chicago Snowman. He gets a double. He said he wanted to be the first. He was actually the third, in case you're wondering.
Is he live chatting?
He is live chatting. I see Chicago Snowman, so he gets a double. Michael Snow. John Herman from New York City. I think I saw John in there. Or did I see John? No, I don't see John in there. Okay, so he gets a single. Andy from New Hampshire. He gets a single. Rob C. from Pittsburgh. I wonder if that's a Pittsburgh guy there. Just keep an eye on that.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
It is him?
No, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Penny Gregory. Penny is a longtime player. Kevin Whipf from the Canada. Way to go, Kevin. He's a past winner. Erin Perry, who's the smarter of the Perrys and the more talented. She did that.
She did.
Boink. We've got Steve I. Steve I is in the live chat. We know that. Boom. One for his entry. One for being in the live chat. Mike Mazowski, who is Mad Chipmunk. He gets a double your pleasure, double your fun.
Is the chipmunk there?
He is. One for his entry, one for being in the live chat. Ken Anderson, he's in the live chat. One for his entry, one for being in the live chat.
Yep.
Gary Romberg, Mr. Testy, again, he goes from bragging about his balls to now he likes to give AP testing. I think that's weird, but God bless his little heart. Okay.
Is he there?
Nope. Monica Fagan, Binky, 51. She is in the live chat. Monica gets a double.
Okay.
And Jimmy Gallagher, also known as Jimmy 2Gs. Jimmy is in the live chat. Look at all those people doubling their pleasure, doubling their fun. Okay, here we go. This is the one on you, my friend.
Okay.
Tom Yu, he said, this is a little tricky. That 13th hint is the name of the place, but not the name of the bar. He wrote, what's the name of the place? Hostel Grape. He wrote Hostel Bar.
Oh, we forgot a word.
Yes or no?
I got to say no.
Boom. Jim Shupenko from California, Pennsylvania, who always writes, he loves the show.
Thank you.
He loves us. I love him.
Yes.
Alan Perry. Alan writes, we've not been there, but it looks very cool. It is actually a pretty neat place. Highly recommend it. Dave Fagan. I believe Dave is Fagan. I see him. And he writes, much love. I just want to grab his nipples and tell him I love him.
While drinking unicorn urine.
It is hard to say, isn't it? Yes, I told you it was. Okay, he gets a double.
Never before had a problem saying the word unicorn.
Or urine. Exactly. Glenn Santa. I think I saw Glenn in there. I thought I saw him in there. I don't see
Glenn.
Glenn writes, one of his favorite places. If you're a wine lover, you must go to this place. But I don't see Glenn in there right now. Wait, I saw somebody from New York there.
I do need some assistance from the folks in the live chat. Our next batch of brew of wine will be coming out in the next couple of months. I need a pithy little name for it. I'm in charge of being creative for the wine.
Oh, well, then you're fucked.
I know. So, guys, think of something that we can call the wine.
All right. Mike Q, who is in the live chat, one for that and one for being in the live chat. Okay, here we go. We continue. Danny Ackerman, who helped with our show today. Thank you much. Danny writes.
Congratulations, Danny. All right. She says, Brett, I hate you. Oh, sorry.
What's new?
Where does the time go? Alas, I disappoint again this week with no video, no poetry, just an email. Funny how these become mundane and boring. I want to thank my fellow chatters for some awesome feedback a couple of weeks ago on my question about another mob-themed business. It helped with a little marketing research for a business hubby and I are opening soon. You'll all be invited to the grand opening, of course. Now, with that being said, my favorite places to go this week is the Haddam Entry, the Hostel Grape. This is a happy hour review in the archives. It was around the end of September as I shot the video on September 24th, but I can't find which episode it is. Perhaps the great Scott Whitney could drum it up. Good to be back in the chat this week and hanging with some of the coolest peeps ever.
Boom.
All right, Danny. Cool.
So one for boop.
And one for
and
boop.
Then one for boop. Being in the live chat.
I'm going to give her an extra one, even though she did not shoot the video, because I do believe I occasionally have the ability to add an extra one. Since she provided some show content today,
boom.
I'm giving her a third.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Craig Daughtry. Oh, Craigie, is he in the live chat? Well, it's a shame he's not.
Who, Craig?
He won last week.
Mr. Ferguson.
Craig writes, by the way.
Congratulations. Craig also writes.
He also writes. What's up, Scott and BG? Nice job, Brett, for pulling my name out of the old hat. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
This week's answer is Hostel Grape. We love going down to the M. We'll definitely try the grape next time we're there. Thanks for the heads up. Guess an old Vegas dog can learn new tricks. Except for the part where he's a fucking cheater.
How'd he cheat? What do you mean?
What's the rules?
He can't win back to back.
That's right.
No, he didn't know that.
It's
a rule that is, buried on, like, you know, in the New York Times. It's like on page 34B.
Well, as we know, I don't read the New York Times unless I have to.
I know.
Craig is actually short for greedy bastard.
No, that's true.
Craig, are you watching?
Oh. Wow.
You know better than that, Craigie. All right, next up. Boop. Kiwi Kimmy.
Hey, Kim, she's checking in from the place, yeah.
Kim is in the live chat all the way from the other side of the country, and Kim writes.
Well, she writes as well.
She
that's
does.
Awesome.
Oh, she's outstanding, she says.
Hello. Oh, good God.
Oh, yes.
Kia ora, Brett and Scott.
Wow, what the hell is that?
That's what it says. And giddy.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. And g'day. No, it didn't say giddy. It says g'day.
Okay.
There's an A in there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So apparently it's greetings, Brett and Scott, and g'day from the Sunshine Coast of Australia.
Ah.
Currently enjoying, by the way, it is late summer there right now.
That's right.
Enjoying 80 to 90% humidity and missing the dry desert air of Las Vegas.
We miss you.
Rather excited to realize that that you were talking about the M Resort in Henderson. Hmm. It's their wine cellar, the Hostel Grape.
Correct.
Entertaining show. Makes me laugh for the 80 minutes on a Wednesday afternoon. I can enjoy it with the cool kids.
Mm.
Cheers, Kiwi Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Absolutely.
She gets one for the entry, and she's in the live chat.
I did that already. I put her in there before.
Did you put in there already?
I put her in there before I read.
Are you sure?
There it is.
Attaboy. Way to go, Kim. Next up.
Not very well, Dan.
Christina V.
A Mora greeting.
Christina writes.
Kim was telling me what that was. It was a M-A-O-R-I greeting.
Okay.
A Maora greeting.
There you go.
Christina writes, this week's Adam is Hostile Grape. I love how Christina gets right to the point.
She doesn't fuck around.
No, exactly. No dicking around.
No.
Hostile Grape, move on.
She got shit to do.
Okay, regarding the laundry room, to get in, you have to text a secret phone number, which I know.
Ooh.
Brad and I haven't had the chance to go yet due to the baby being too young for our sitter to watch.
Fair enough.
But should I win this week's Haddam, I'll leave Brad with the baby, and we can go.
Boom.
We.
I'm in.
We can
That's
go.
Not you, by the way.
It says we.
Nah.
Doesn't say anything.
Spelling error.
The word Scott is nowhere on here.
Well, of course. It's have a drink on me, goddammit.
It's
not have a drink
point.
On you.
Oh.
All right, so one for...
But Matt. If I say have a drink on me, it's for me, goddammit, not for you.
I don't think she's in the live chat. Nope, I don't. Well, okay. She was in the Periscope previously, yeah. But she's not there now. Right. Okay. But check, make sure she's not in there. Next up is Leslie R. Las Vegas. She is in the live chat. I'm assuming Leslie is a woman. I always forget that.
Thought I would try my hand at a little poetry to spotlight this week's Have a Drink on Me.
Atta girl.
When asked if I drink, I always reply, only in Vegas and not on the fly. The Hostel Grape is my choice for sampling great vino. It's south of the Strip in the M Resort and Casino.
Wow.
Yeah, have a great, Danny, take that. Have a great week and keep up the good work. Nice job, Leslie.
Nicely done.
AKA
Las Vegas. She's in the live chat, so she gets one for her entry, one for the live chat. And finally,
excellent.
Our multimedia buddies. We get involved with that. First up, Stuart.
Stuart
has got standby.
A video? No. We got a Russian video?
Stuart has got a graphic. Boom. The Gajazzathon CD in front of Red Scare Square, including the red visor. Holy crap, it's the trifecta. No wonder he's the greatest man on earth. Okay, so he gets one for that and one for the graphic of him with
the visor and the CD.
Next up, we've got Rob Cole. Rob's got one for his entry. He's got, one for being in the live chat. All the way in England right now, by the way, where it's, I don't know.
Oh, it's a different Rob. Which Rob are we talking about?
It's Rob Cole. Short Shot Rob.
Oh, it's Short Shot. Yeah.
But Rob decided he wanted to get crazy.
Is he in England?
He is in England.
What are you doing over there, Rob?
He's visiting family, I'm assuming.
Oh.
And guess what? He did a video.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of a spooky video, but here it is.
Right.
Hey, Haddam viewers. This is Rob living in London this week, watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I wanted to put in a supplemental entry for this week's Haddam. The Hostel Grape at the M Resort. I just wanted to say hello to everyone and wish everyone good luck.
He said it's 4:30 in the morning when he was doing that.
Isn't that awesome?
Apparently other people were sleeping.
So did he get another one for the video?
I did.
All right. Next up.
Does he get three? Oh, he gets another one.
He gets three.
Sorry.
You put in one?
I have to do another one.
Okay, good.
All right, Rob. Well done, Rob. Welcome
Rob.
His virgin excursion in the video.
Way to go, Rob.
Yep.
All right. Next up, we've got Pops. Pops gets one for a correct answer. Pop gets two for being in the live chat. And Pops gets three for his drug-induced video.
He's got a finger video.
Holy Christ, this guy's got to stop doing lewds.
Hey, kids. Hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm trying to make my Adam
hey,
video.
Kids.
I see you're in it.
Yeah.
You got the Jazzathon in it?
Right here.
Well, have you figured out how to get...
These nuts!
In it?
Not until just now.
Nothing left to do except wish everybody happy St. Patrick's
Day. Right. Patrick's Day, everybody.
See ya.
Don't be up to any of your shenanigans. I'll whack you with the shillelagh. Avoid the green beer. You may wake up next to someone you never should have slept with. Ha ha!
Couple things with that video. First of all, nicely done on the faces of yours truly and Brett. Here's the other thing. Clearly, that fucker's doing heroin
or something.
And something, because that looked like just a bad trip that he videotaped. He somehow got it in his brain.
It's called Alice, White Rabbit.
Right.
It's black tar heroin.
Pretty crazy. Black tar heroin. All right. And then finally, Bobby LaBird. Bobby's get one for being there. Bob gets another one for being in the live chat. And finally, our own Scorsese gives us this.
Hey, guys. Pops, I hope you're feeling better this week and you made a video.
No, he's fucking wasted.
This week's bar is located at the M Resort. Here's the video. The Hostel Grape Wine Cellar, Bar, and Tasting Room is a comfortable, hip atmosphere where you can choose from over 160 wines by the glass and over 400 selections of wines by the bottle. The collection includes fine American, Italian, and French wines, as well as selections from Spain, South Africa, Germany, and more. Guests may sample several wines in small pours using the Hostel Grape's innovative dispensing system. You may bump into a couple of sour grapes in the casino.
The Heinz Underwear grapes?
You guys have a good one, and we'll see you next
you're
week.
You're killing me. That's awesome. That's
by the way,
awesome.
You go down to Fremont Street, you're going to see both Brett and I.
Yeah, we're there anyway.
We're going to be playing that plot right there. I mean, look at that. First of all, I'm happy that I'm the red wine grape. Yeah. And you are the Chardonnay.
Look at the size of my grapes.
Look, you've got some big grapes.
I got some big grapes, baby.
You're a big grape man.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so that's it, folks.
That's well done there, as always, Bobber. Thank you very much.
Done,
by the way, the M stands for the owner of the Marnell family that owns the M.
Look at that.
Yeah, you didn't think I knew that, did you?
No.
It is a very nice property.
There's about 400 entries in here, given
we have a lot
doubles,
of folks. A lot of
all
folks.
All the live chats. That's pretty good stuff, man. Here we go.
All right, here we go. The winner shall be this one right here.
Make me a winner, my brother.
And it is. It's the Bink.
Binky. It's Miss Fagan, yes?
It's Binky.
There you go. Okay, Binky wins again. She has won before. She's got everything that there can possibly be, but she gets one more of it because God bless her little heart. I think she's actually in our...
she said, oh, she says Binky wins.
Isn't she in our thing?
She is.
Where
yeah.
is she? With there the, she is.
She's right there. She's already there's in the galaxy. Binky.
She's already got two visors. Now, I don't know if she's got music, but she's getting music now. Or come to Vegas and you get a drink on me. All right.
Congratulations.
Well, let's
to
look
Bink.
At this week's Have a Drink on Me. This is going to be a tough one. This will be arguably our most difficult one.
You think?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. And you'll
look
see
at
why.
Who got the credit for that?
Look at that.
Yes,
what's
indeed.
It say?
Brett,
Brett,
I'm in the bunker.
The bunker.
I'm in the bunker.
That, by the way, that's a clue.
A little bit.
It is a clue. Okay, hint number one for this week's Have a Drink on Me. I pointed... to this, the property of the, hold on, fuck. I pointed to the property this bar is located in at the very beginning of the show.
In you
the
did.
Cold opening, I pointed to the property this bar is located at the very beginning of the show.
While I was actually in the property.
Yeah. Nobody likes a braggart.
No, it's kind of funny.
Nobody
you were working and I was having a cocktail right there.
Good talk. So far, I'm having a really good time talking to you. Okay, hit number two. This bar isn't listed as a bar on this property's website. I wonder if you can eat there. This bar isn't listed as a bar on this property's website. I wonder if you can eat there. Hit number three. Given the view this bar has, it could have been called the 19th hole. Given the view this bar has, it could have been called the 19th hole. If you know the answer to this, send your answer to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. And that's it. We hit the over, it looks like to me.
We did. But we're at about 94 and a hook.
Okay, so if you guys want to send an email to us, we would love to read your emails. It makes us giddy as little schoolgirls. Send your email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, you can easily do that. Just go to our website, click the little red tab on the right side, hit that little button that says start recording and leave your voicemail. You don't even have to pay for the phone call. That's how awesome we are. By the way, we're on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We're on the YouTube. Share us with your friends. That would be groovy. We're on Roku, Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple and Google, and Fire TV, Google Play, excuse me, and of course, VegasVideoNetwork.com. I'm Scott.
I'm Brett.
That's the Disney hater, Brett.
Yes, I am.
By the way, if you see him in a bar, offer to buy him dinner.
But I'll be happy to sit down at a table.
No, make him eat there. I think that would be lovely. You're going to do it, and you're going to like it. Invite me, because I'll dine with
Champion
you at your
Reserve.
Bar.
I like that.
Okay. That's it, everybody. Thanks for seeing you, or seeing us, or
seeing me.
I'm so tired of this game.
I'm so tired. The Blazing Saddles. Yes. I'm so tired.
All right, we'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
March Madness next week. Woohoo! Basketball. Crazy. Bye bye, everybody. Ticket.